This is St. Louis Public Radio. Photographer and mixed media artist Stephanie Sihuko was born in Manila but came to the United States at age 3. Her work often explores the relationship between the nation and the Philippines, which the United States occupied and ruled as a colony for close to 50 years. She continues that examination with her exhibition at CAM, the Contemporary Art Museum, with an assist from a bit of St. Louis history. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin has more.
Stephanie Sihuko bought some black and white photographs a couple of years ago of what she thought were Filipinos in everyday moments. But when she looked a little closer, she realized the photos were staged. They were actually photos of the Filipino village at the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis, where people from around the world were displayed in what's been called human zoos. Sihuko later told this story to Wesson Alcuderi, the chief curator at CAM. It gave Alcuderi an idea. She says she invited the artist to St. Louis to take a look at World's Fair archives.
I said, well, what if we dug deeper? Could we maybe create an opportunity for you to think about making something new around this history? So through her time researching these archives here in St. Louis, a new body of work emerged.
That body of work includes a collection of photographs of photographs of the 1904 Filipino village. In each one, you can see Sihuko's hand covering up part of the original photo.
And it's kind of a gentle intervention, you know, not a way to destroy the photograph, but a way to kind of question its ability to be seen as a kind of neutral image of foreign peoples.
She is particularly concerned with how photography can be manipulated to shape our understanding of history. The CAM show includes black and white self-portraits of Sihuko in the manner of old photos that purported to show indigenous tribespeople from around the world. But she bought all the clothes she's wearing in the photos at American shopping malls. You can see some of the price tags dangling. Later, she returned them. On a recent afternoon at CAM, Sihuko was assembling a new piece, partially inspired by her archival dig in St. Louis. It's a platform crowded with objects, many of them printouts of photos she found online, including photos of Filipino baskets and knives in the collection of New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art.
I downloaded the images, printed them at real size, and then mounted them onto laser-cut wood. So they look like props. They look kind of like they've been pulled from, you know, a museum collection, but in a way they've been illicitly borrowed because no permission was asked to do so.
Sihuko says she wants the work to be complicated, for viewers to make connections between the different items. Some of the images are stock photos of tropical fruit, a comment on the way people in colonized nations have been portrayed as exotic by invaders. There are also photos of Filipino revolutionaries who fought both the Spanish and U.S. forces. As you walk around the platform, you make different connections and see different things.
And through the side here, you'll notice that if you shift perspective, the narrative changes a little bit. The small images that you can only see really from the sides are three-dimensional emojis. There's raised fists, there's flames, and there's also the very special poop emoji.
That last one, she says, is a simple comment on some of the issues she's pointing out. Her work at CAM has a distinct sense of self-consciousness, of taking historical raw materials and assembling them into something that's not quite real.
What you're looking at is a giant construction. You know, whatever narrative is happening here has been highly, you know, it's been composed, it's been edited. There's nothing naturalistic about this at all. There's a lot of artifice about it. You know, the props themselves are literally stand-ins for real objects.
By recognizing the ways our understanding of history is shaped by images that can be manipulated, she hopes we can make better sense of our present. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.